nesuyim mishani. For as for nesuyim, there's no difference to make a difference. Nesuyim, the pshat is, she went out of the father's rishus. She's in somebody else's rishus. What's the difference? If the other person took him by himself without the father, with the father. Nesuyim, the svar is, that she's by somebody else now. So what's the difference if that man took him by himself, the master made yin, and took him by himself, or the father gives her off for nesuyim? Once she's by a different person for nesuyim, she's out of the father's rishus. So rather, there shouldn't be any nafkamina. So therefore, rather, as far as the remains, we should have a proof that yid could only make erusin and not make nesuyin. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding daf yutes somer aleph. Can the top of the Gemara? Talmud Gemara says ula Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. But according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, the yoma that he says, and we'll soon see his halacha that he says, afilu l'Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. Even according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Moyas HaRishonos LiKedusha Nitnu. He holds, no, that everybody holds the halacha by Noam of Riya, that you can make Yiyiv later, the master could marry her. The pshat is the first money that the master paid for is Siddha given L'Shem Kedusha. That's called Moyas HaRishonos. The first money that was given was also given L'Shem Kedusha. So Rav Nachman says everybody holds like that. So it comes out when the father first sold his daughter for an Om of Riya, it's considered like the father himself made Kedushin here. It's like the father himself made sold her that she could, that the money is Kesef Kedushin. So if so, then the question is, B'may Mukim Lo, how could you learn the Braisa before that says the father has the right after he sold her for Shivcha, and then she becomes an Amona, the father has the right to marry her off again? Who does that go like? When the father married her off once, how could the father marry her off a second time? So Gemara says, Mukim lo, according to Rav Nachman, we're going to have to say, Kerebi Eliezer, that the Brice before goes according to Reb Lezer. The Yoma that Reb Lezer hold before, Leshivchus, Acha Shivchus, Hudulay Motzi Nazvan lo. It's only that the father can sell her for a second time a Shivcha if he sold her once. Avo Leshivchus, Acha Ishus, Motzi Nazvan lo. Reb Lezer holds, the father could sell her l'shivchos acharishus. If the father first married her off, then l'maisa, then she becomes an almona and wasn't through nesuyim. They only made kedushin first. And then she became an almona, or the husband gave her a get, that she comes back to her father's house. Now her father has the right to sell her. So Mela, you have to say the price before it goes according to Reb Lezer Shita. So Rashi says that up until now we did not want to put it according to Reb Lezer, because Reb Lezer is a shmuti, means we don't paskin like Reb Lezer. So before we were trying to stay not like Reb Lezer, but if you hold like Reb Nachman's pshat, that everybody holds that the first money was a shen kedushin, then you have to say this brisa goes according to Reb Lezer. That he said only l'shivchas acha shivchas the father can't do. But the father, l'shivchas acha rishas moti mazvan lo. But the father could sell her, his daughter, for a shivcha after he first made kedushin. Now the Gemara says like this. Boyi Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish asks a question like this. Mao shemiyayid odom lebenoi kotin. What's the halacha if you buy an om of Riya, so the Torah says the master has the right to marry her, and the Torah also says his son, knows where the father does not want to marry her, so the son could marry her. The question is, does the benoi have to be a godel, a bar mitzvah, or no, maybe even a kotin could also make yiyud? What's the pshat? That Vinoy Omar Achmona, the Torah says your son could also make yid. Either the master marries his Omar Riyah, or if the master doesn't want to, then the son could do it. So do we say Vinoy Koldhu? Any type of a son you have, like here would be a Chiddush, even though usually we say a Kotun does not have Das, he cannot marry, he can't get to marry the Kotun. But over here there's a special Chiddush. The mitzvah of yid applies even to a Kotun. Oiduma maybe no. Vinoy dunya diday. Your son has to be like the master, like his father. Mahu godol. Just like the father is a godol, he has das. Is af vinoy godol. The same thing when the Torah says that the master's son, if he wants to, could be miyayida, could marry her. It's only if the son is a godol. That's the question. What's going to be if the son is a katan? Can he make yiyud or not? So Gemara says, Omer Rab Zeira Toshima, coming here. We dash in a pasuk in Vayikra that says Ish prat lekotin, not a man, not a kotin. Ashe yinaf es eshes ish, says if a man has nus with a married lady, Ish arshe yinof es eishes ish. So it says what at the chayiv misa. So its pasuk says eishes ish. So we dash it from that prat li'eishes katan, not the wife of a katan. The wife of a katan, if anybody lives with her, he's not chayiv misa. So you have a pasuk tell us two chedushim. That first of all, the katan himself, if he lives with an eishes ish, he's potter because he's not a bar oinshin. Ish prat le'katan. And secondly, an eishes katan is also potter. So most of like this now. V'yarmad, if you're going to tell me, miyayid, if you're going to tell me that what the master's son could also make yiyud, could marry the yom of Ria, even though he's a katan, in Cain, if so, mutzinu ishas lakatan, then we find a case that a wife is really married, even though she's only married to a katan. So what are we darshan the posik? Asha yinef es eishas ish. When is there a chiyuv misa? Somebody lives with a married lady that's married to a gadol. But wherever she's married to a katan, the pshat is that there's no kedushin, that she's not married. That's why if somebody lives with her, he's not chayiv misa. But the question is, you could find a case where the married lady is married to a katan. If you're telling me now that a benoi, even a katan, can make yiyud, so you could have a case where the son now is marrying the yom of Ria, and you're telling me now the kedushin is chal midiraisa. So if so, why if somebody lives with her, why isn't he chayiv misa? The Gemara says, V'elamai, Elamai, what do you want to tell me? You want to tell me, Einim Yayid, you want to tell me, no, that the pshat is a katan can never get married, and a katan cannot even marry an Om Avri either. For the Gemara, so, Amai Kam Amayit Lekro, so then what do we need a pasuk to tell me that if somebody lives with his wife, he's not Chayiv Misa for that? Tivshat, what do I need a pasuk for? Pshita, if the pshat is that a katan, a man, that's less than Bar Mitzvah, has no das, can never get married, so Pshita, his wife, like even if he does make a kedushin, it's nothing. So his wife is not married. So Pshita, if somebody else lives with her, the man is not chayiv misa. Like, what do I need a pasuk for? What do I need a pasuk to teach me that eishes ish and not an eishes katan? Pshita. So the chur of pshat should be no. Tivshit mino. Let's bring a proof from this pasuk. The miyayit, the opposite way, that a katan could make yid. So it comes out there's a case that a katan could get married. A katan, if his father owns an Om of Ria, and the father doesn't want to marry her, but the katan wants to marry her, here's a case that a katan could get married with Yeraisa. So it's a case that the Om of Ria now is an Eishes Ish. We need a pasuk now to teach us that this Eishes Ish, even though they're married with Yeraisa, but it's not enough to chayiv Misa. If somebody else lives with her, he's potter from Misa. Then it comes out good, why we need a pasuk? But if you tell me now that Yiyud cannot make kedushin, benoy katan cannot make kedushin, so there's never a case of a married lady that's married to a katan, so what do I need a pasuk to say that they're not chayiv misa? Pshita, they're not chayiv misa, there's no kedushin. Samara says, no, this is not a proof. Omar Ravashi says, I'll tell you, hocha v'yovam ben tisha shanim v'yom echad. I'll tell you, really, maybe a benoy katan cannot make yid. That's not the case that a katan could get married. If so, why do we need a miyut? Why does the pasuk tell us that his wife is not chayiv misa? The case is by Yavam. I tell you, when the brother died, and now he has a young brother, a 9-year-old brother that's alive. Now, if this young brother, 9 years old, makes yibum with his brother's wife, here's the case that Rashi learns, midiraisa, he's kind of her. Midiraisa, yibum does not need das. Therefore, even though the yavam is a katan, he can make yibum, and his wife now is called his wife. And still there's a miyata krua that such a wife, if somebody else lives with her, is not chayiv misa. For this case, you need the pasuk. This is the way Rashi learns. So again, the Gemara says, Hocha b'yavam ben tisha shanim v'yom echad, ha'bo al yivim to yaskinon, that he made yibum. He lived with his sister-in-law. The midiraisa chazilei, that midiraisa, Rashi learns, the kinyan is chal. Midiraisa, this katan, when he makes yibum, he's koina, it's his wife, midiraisa. If so, Madatayim, I would have thought to say then, Kivan de Midiraisa Chazulei, since Midiraisa Yakoina, she's your wife, Ubiyasa Bia, and the Bia makes it that Yakoina is a Kenyan. And therefore, I would have thought to say, Habole Mischayiv Eshesish, if another man now lives with her, he should be Chayiv Misa, because it's called like he's living with an Eshesish. Kamash Malon, on this, the Apostle told us no. The Pasuk tells us, no, that even though Rashi learns that a Yibum makes Yibum, he's koyin her, but Akol Ponim Midiraisa, there's no Chiyuv Misa. That Eishes Ish, she's not a complete Eishes Ish for Misa. This is the way Rashi learns. Tosis learns, not like that. Tosis learns that Avada Maskoner is that Midiraisa also, you're not koyin her. It's only Midirabonin that a Yibum is koyin her, Kotin is koyin her. And that's what the Pasuk is teaching us. Tosis learns, the Gzeres HaKotin is teaching us here, perhaps Eishes Ish, that don't, Eishes Kotan, don't make a mistake to say that when a Yavim Kotan makes Yibum his koina, his koina, his wife, no, you should know that Midiraisa, the Kotan, also cannot make Yibum. So therefore, that's what Tosis learns. Rashi learns, no, that Midiraisa, Kotan, could make Yibum, as only as a Miyatakro, that if somebody lives with his wife now, the person is not Chayiv Misa. But Akol Ponim, so far, there's no proof to our Shaila. What's going to be by a benoy koton? Could he make yiyud or not? So Gemara says, my heavier law, what do we come out? Where the master bought an alma of Riyah, and the son now wants to make kedushin, make yiyud. Could the son do it or not? So Gemara says, Torah Shema, come in here. Omer Rabbi Avoy, Omer Rabbi Yanai. And yiyud ela begadol. He says clearly, yiyud is only by a godol. The son could do it, but he has to be a godol. And yiyud ela midas. And yiyud needs das. The Gemara says, Tartlik, what do you have to say both things for? Once you tell me you have to have das, I understand you have to be a godol. The Gemara says, my tam kom, he needs to explain himself. My tam, what's the reason? Ein yid ela begodol, why do I say that the mitzvah is yid, that only the son, that's a godol, could do it, and not if he's a kotan? I'll tell you, the pshat is, lefi shen yid ela midas, because yid also needs das. The kedushin has to be midas of the son. So therefore, when you need das, a cotton has no das in your eyes. Therefore, you need a godel. The boy is saying another pshat is like this. My midas, what's the second pshat that he says midas? Midas the door. That you need her consent also. You can't force her to make yiyud. When you go to make the mitzvah yiyud, the Yom of Ri has to accept. The Tony Abaya, brother of Avua, Abaya, the son of Avua, said like this. The Pasuk says, Asher lo yiyodah. If he does not want to make yid, Malamre comes to teach us that you have to make yid the lashon of das, like you have to have a consent. There is Bob Beklawa's gerus in Gemara lideya that you have to know. But even our gerus says liyado, it's also like a lashon of deya. That's what a terrorist says liyado to tell us that she has to have, she has to agree also. That's what Rabbi Yani said to Alochis, that first of all the son has to be a godol, and secondly, she also has to agree to the kedushin. Tamar says, "Who tani love uamalo?" He learned it and he explained it that the kedusha yiyud v'alibu to Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. They're talking about now kedusha yiyud here, and it goes to libu to Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. The yoma that Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda says, "Moyos harishoynois lav lekedushin nitnu." That the first money when the master bought his omavriya was not given for kedushin. It was given stam for a mechira. You stam your border. So a mela later, when you want to make yiyud, the pshat is later you have to marry her. It's like a new meister kedushin. So since later, when the master decides to marry her, he has to give a new money. It's like a new meister kedushin. Therefore, pshit it has to be midaito. She has to accept it with her will. You can't do it by force because it's not an old kedushin. It's something new you're doing over here. But so therefore comes our good according to Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. But Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Amar Afilu Teim LeKedushin Nitna. He wants to say no. Even if you want to say the first money was given the Shem Kedushin, when the master buys his Amar Ria, the money that he gave the father, later when he decides to marry her, he doesn't have to give her money again. But rather we say that first money that the father received now is being given the Shem Kedushin. Says so, why here do you have to have Hadas? I, the father, accepted the money at the beginning. So I'll tell you, Shani Hoch, here it's different. The Yom Rachmanik, because the Pasuk says, Yiyado. It says, Yiyado, Loshen of Deya, that she has to agree, you need her das now. Even though the money was given way before when the father first took the money, that's the money Kedushin, but still later, when they want the actual Kedushin to take place, you still need her das. The Om of Riyah, she has to agree. Another verse says, "My Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda." Where is this Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? In other words, Vayisat to some achleikis, if when you buy an arm of Riyah, the first money you pay the father, is that the money that later becomes the kesef of Kedushin, or no? We just said, Rabbi Yosef says not like that. That the first money is not L'shem Kedushin. The first money was only for the sale. Later, when you want to marry her, you have to give her new money. So where is this Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda? The Tanya will learn like this. Yiyado v'hefta. The Torah says, either the master could be miyayado, or else v'hefta, he could let her go out free with a p'tiyah, that she could redeem herself. So we dashin, tzorach she'eh shoyiz b'yoyim k'day p'tiyah. Because even when you want to make yiyud, when you want to marry her, there has to be time left in the day that if she wanted to, she could still redeem herself. In other words, when you're marrying her now, you have to like give her new money l'shem kedushin. Where is the new money? The new money is that she's still supposed to work for you. Like let's say she has another 10 days to work. So the 10 days is worth $10. So these next 10 days that she's supposed to work for you, when you marry her, it's like now you're telling her you don't have to work for me anymore. So these $10 that you're still supposed to work for me, these $10 I'm letting you keep now, l'shem kedushin. So therefore, you could only make yiyud, tzorach she shoyis b'yoyim k'day p'diyah. There has to be still some day, some part of the day left that she still has to work. So there's still some money in her work. So if she wanted to, she could have bought herself free, like pay that money. Now when the master decides to marry her, that much money is giving her, like be meichala, l'shem kedushin. Mikan amar Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, that im yesh shoyis b'yoyim k'day lasa sima shava pruta mekudeshes. If there's still time in the day that she was supposed to work for you, and the work she was supposed to do for you should have been worth a shava pruta, now if you want to marry her, you tell her, listen, this work that you're supposed to do for me, I'm meichala, I'm letting you keep for the shem kedushin. Then you can get married to her. But v'im lav, if you mamish by the last minute of the day, the last minute that you're still supposed to be in Amar Vriya, ain't a Mekudeshes. If you tell her then, I want to marry you, nothing doing. Because she has to give her new money, L'shem Kedushin. And there's no money to give her, therefore she's not married. Alma, what do we see here? That Kisava Rabbi Yosi holds, Moyos HaRishonis, the first money that the master bought, paid for the Amar Vriya, Lav L'Kedushin Nitnu, was not given L'shem Kedushin. Because if we would say the first money was given the Shem Kedushin, then if the master decides to marry her, even the last second that she's an Amar Vriya, it would also be good. As long as she's your Amar Vriya, you have a right to marry her. Where is the money you're giving her? We say the first money that you paid the father at the beginning, now that money becomes the Kesa Kedushin. So even if it's holding by the last second, you could also marry her. But according to Rav Yosi, it's not that way. Rav Yosi holds, the first money was not given the Shem Kedushin. Therefore, later on, you have to give a new money. Where is the new money? The fact you'd be Meichala telling her you don't have to work for me anymore. So it has to be that she was supposed to work for you at least the amount of time that would be worth a Sheva Pruta. Therefore, you're Meichala that Sheva Pruta, the Shem Kedushin, that's the Kedushin. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, afilu tem l'kedushin itnu. No, even if you want to say the first money was given the Shem Kedushin, still shani yachad yom rachamon of hefta. Still, you could only make yiyud if there's still enough time that she has to work, and if she wanted to, she could redeem herself by money. Because the Torah in the same pasuk talks about yiyudah, that the master has the right to marry her, also says v'hefta, that she could redeem herself. Even though the first money that the master paid was the Kesef of Kedushin, he doesn't have to give the new money. Still, he can't say, I want to marry you the last second of the day. Because the Torah says it has to be possible that she could be Heftar, redeem herself. So it has to be that there's still some part of the day that she has to work, more worth more than a Sheva Pruta, and she could tell the master, listen, I don't want to work anymore. I want to pay myself back for the last money. So then, if there's still time for that, then the master could marry you. That's what Rav Nachman says. So even if you owe the first money was given to Shem Kedushin, still there has to be a Zman that's Roy to be the kind of din of Tadiyah. Tait Omer Rav Omer Rav Nachman. Omer Rodem Lebit Ektana. Our father could say to his young daughter, Tzei V'kav L'Kedushecha. I want you to go and accept your own Kedushin. In other words, she's a Ktana. She doesn't have Das for Kedushin. The father is the one to accept the Kedushin, and his das helps. But the Chiddush here is that she has the yad to accept her own Kedushin. The das is the father's das. But the Chiddush here is we don't need Padavka, the father, to accept the money. It's enough if the husband gives the money to the Ketana. She could also accept the money for Kedushin. What's the proof? Mid Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. Why? Because Lavom Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. Didn't Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda say, Moyes HaRishonis. The first money was not given the Shem Kedushin, the first money. Still, when the money is left over, when there's a Shabbat Fruta left over, Hezi Kedushin, we said that the master can marry her. In other words, it's called like the master is giving her the money. Because we say, the first money that was given, the father accepted, that's not the Kesef of Kedushin. The Kesef of Kedushin is the fact that she still has to work for you, and you're being Michael and telling her you can keep this money. So she is accepting the money for herself. So you see that she has the yad to accept the Kedushin. Here also there shouldn't be any difference. So Tosafos says, well, I'm learning out of Koponim that a Ketana has a yad to Mekabel Kedushin. Then Tosafos asks the question, a Ketana doesn't have das to be Zeicha, they have no Schia min HaTorah. So Tosafos says, the Klal is, with this das, the Heres Makna, Yesh Le Schia min HaTorah. See, when the master wants to be Makna to this Ketana, somebody else is be Makna giving to the Ketana, then she could be kind of something Midiraisa. There, when the master wants to be meichel the money to her, it's considered midiraisa, like she receives the money. Therefore, that's the kedushin. The Yom Rov, the Rov says another chiddush. The Yom Rov, Omer of Nachman, ha mekadish b'milva sheyesh lo mashkin. If you want to marry your wife with a milva that you have a mashkin on it, mekudeshes. If lamaisa you're meichel the milva, you're now meichel the milva to her with the anos mechilas milva, you can be mekudeshes. We see this chiddush by kedusha yid over here. Lavam Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. Didn't he say that moyes or rishonis lav the kedusha nitnu? The first money that was given was not given the shem kedushin. Where is the kedushin? So moyes says lav the kedusha nitnu. Still, we say hi halvohi that when you how are you marrying her now? The Amavriya. We're saying now it's considered like she has to pay for yes, she has to work for you. It's like she owes you money. And now you're being meichel the money. V'hi gufa mashkin. And she is a mashkin. You have her for the mashkin.